This is Rabbi Nissan L. Bruin, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey. Recording for Thursday, April the 14th, 2022. We will begin Chaf Ches, Amud Aleph, 28a, the first section of the black text. We start with a new Mishnah. You don't have to remember anything from yesterday, although it's tangentially related, right? Same topic. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shokel Adam Basar Keneged HaKli, O Keneged HaKopitz. Right? Rabbi Yehuda says, right, so you're giving out meat, you're selling meat, but you're not really setting a price because we know you can't set a price. So what do? You can't use the regular weight to see how much it, you know, how much weight the meat is, so that you can determine the price, but you can, by balancing on the scales with a vessel or with a hammer or a cleaver, right? And that way you'll know roughly what it is, right, without using your regular weights. And then you can charge the guy after yonder. The Chacham say you cannot use a scale at all. Right, kol ikar, not at all. Kaf mos naim, and the two sides of the scale. Right, think about the justice symbol with the two sides of the scale. That chachamim say, right, that looks like you're doing business. It looks like you're selling. You cannot do any of that on yontif at all. Not even if you replace the regular weights with a vessel or a cleaver. No good. So Gemara now says, my kol ikar. Right, what does it mean, kol ikar? Nothing at all. Why don't you just say, you can't use the scale. Well, no, you can't use the scale at all. So Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel says, Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Shmuel, afilu l'shamro mina achbarim, even to protect it, to guard it from the rats. Right? Not even if you want to use it, you just can't move it at all. But now again, you're not protecting the rats, sorry, the scale from the rats, because nothing you can do to the scale, but there's meat on the scale. You can't move the scale with meat on it to even to protect the meat from the rats, because it looks like you're doing business. There's meat on the scale. It's no good. The scale itself, right, what category of muktzah that would be, so that's an issue for another time. Amar Rav Idi Bar Avin, who the Talia Bitrisa. So Rav Idi Bar Avin says that's only, right, when the scale is hanging, you know, they had a ring on the wall, they had a ring, they put the two sides and it would be balanced. That's when you can't use it. But if it's sitting on your countertop and you have these two pieces and it's lopsided and there's a piece of meat on it, so of course you can move it, because nobody thinks that you're using it as a scale in that manner. It's only when you looks like you're using it for sale that is indeed a problem. Okay, but I'm Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel. Says Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Tabach Uman, a slaughterer who is a real good craftsman slaughterer, also Lishkol Basar Biyadi, can't even weigh the meat in his hand, right? A real quality artisanal shochet can literally pick up the piece of meat and hold it in his hand and weigh it that way. That's no good if that's what you can do. But I'm Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel. And says Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Tabach Uman, Asur Lishkol Basar B'mayim. Again, this artisanal shochet, right, slaughterer, he cannot weigh the meat in water. How do you weigh meat in water? Right, some type of water displacement measurement. You see how much water is displaced when you put the meat in it, and you realize how much the meat is worth. Okay, can't do that either. Ve'amar Rav Chiya Bar Ashi, and Rav Chiya Bar Ashi says, Asur La'asos Beis Yad B'basar. You can't, you know, create a base yad, something to carry the meat with by carving it out so that you can hold on to it. Right? That is not permitted either. Amar Ravina v'yada shari. So Ravina says, no, if you do it by hand, right, if you're not using a knife, but you're usually like clawing with your hands to make this handle, so that is certainly... that's certainly not a problem. That's not a weekday act. That's a nothing act. So that you're allowed to do. Amar Rav Huna. So Rav Huna says, now we finally got rid of all the things you're not allowed to do. So Rav Huna says, I'll give you one you can do. Mutar la'asos siman bebasar. You're allowed to mark the meat as yours. You can make a little sign in the meat to show that it's yours. Ki had the Rabba bar Rav Huna, like Rabba, the son of Rav Huna, mechatech le'atlasa karnasa. He would make a little triangle, right? Three quarters, tlas karnasa, right? You'd make a little triangle, and now you'd make a little sign in the meat, know it's yours. Rav Chiya v'Rabbi Shimon b'Rabbi Shoklin mana k'neged mana b'yantif. So Rav Chiya and Rabbi Shimon would weigh, right, one mana against, right, one portion against the other on yantif, so they could see which one's more, they could divide it up. Aye, that's a problem, right? K'man. Lo k'Rabbi Yehuda v'lo k'Rabbanan. I mean, who do they hold like? Not like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbanan. The Mishnah, the Gemara is going to flash it out. I k'Rabbi Yehuda ha'amar shokel adam basar k'neged ha'klio k'neged ha'kopitz. Right? Rabbi Yehuda says you can use on your scale, right? You can weigh a piece of meat against a vessel or a cleaver. But the inference is k'neged ha'kli, and only using a vessel on the scale, because that's totally abnormal, right? Nobody does that. That's weird. It's weird. It's not normal. It's not regular. It's okay. But k'neged midi achrina lo. But you know, if you're gonna weigh one against the other, and we're talking about two pieces of meat, right? The inference is that's too regular, and you can't do it. You can only do something weird like a vessel or a cleaver. And even worse, ikan rabbanan. Right, if you want to say the whole of the Rabban ha'amrei mashkich mekach mosnayim kolika, they say you can't use a scale at all. So who, Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Shimon, when they would weigh one piece against the other, they're holding like nobody. So who do they hold like? So no, there's another opinion, just wasn't listed in our Mishnah. Inu de'avud k'Rabbi Yoshua. They hold like Rabbi Yoshua. The Tanya, as we've seen of Rice, Rabbi Shua Omer, Rabbi Shua says, Shoklin mana, can I get mana be yantif? No, on yantif, you're allowed, right, so that you can have meat for yantif, you're allowed to take two portions and weigh one against the other. So they hold like Rabbi Yoshua. And okay, so they don't hold like the Rabbi Chachamim, but who cares? They hold like Rabbi Yoshua, they have who to hold like, and they are good to go. This concludes our learning for today. Please come back and join me tomorrow.